Stop 10. Artist Kimberly Burrows and lecturer and researcher Gabriella Daniels discuss accessibility and beauty.
Hello, my name is Kimberly Burrows. I'm an artist, painter and model, and I'm blind. I've just completed my Master's in Painting at the Royal College of Art, where I'm now the student president.
And I'm Gabriella Daniels, a lecturer and researcher in cosmetic science and technology at University of the Arts, London. This area of the exhibition, entitled Designing Beauty, includes a selection of beauty products connected to the theme of accessibility and beauty. They are laid out on the open surface of the T-shaped case in front of you. Please feel free to touch them while listening to this guide. Some of these products have been designed with accessibility as an active consideration. The Flex Collection makeup brushes created by co-creatives have flexible black brush heads and sculpted white plastic handles and are designed to be self-standing and easy to grip. The black head of each brush is of a different shape for different parts of makeup application. A large and a small triangle, a large square, a small circle, and a small diamond shape. Other products have been designed without actively considering accessibility, but still have design features that make them easier to handle for users with specific needs. For example, the Too Faced Better Than Sex mascaras have tactile bumps on the packaging, making them easy to distinguish by touch in a makeup bag full of products. In my work, most of my research material about blind and partially sighted people's experiences using makeup comes from reviewing other academic research and analyzing social media posts. I rarely get the chance to speak to users directly about their experiences, so I'm really grateful to hear what you, Kimberly, have to say about makeup products, because I would like to feel a little less academic and a bit more hooked up to reality. I wanted to start by asking you, is there any packaging design that has slight differences in shape or tactile quality? Something that gives you cues as to what the product is when you're searching for it.
I actually haven't really come across many products which have been designed with blind or partially sighted people in mind. There are products I've used here which do have some features that make them easier to locate and identify. Nowadays, I use a lot of products by Charlotte Tilbury, including two types of spray-on foundation. They are Airbrush Flawless Foundation and Hollywood Flawless Filter Foundation. They come in similar-looking glass bottles. The spray mechanism is hidden under a rigid lid that gleams as if it's made of copper, but it is actually plastic. The containers for these two products have a glossy, smooth, or matte finish on their respective packaging, which makes them easier to tell apart by touch. As a blind makeup user, one of the objects on display here that I was particularly interested in using was the Feast Your Eyes brushes made by Kohl Creatives. They're like bright yellow matchsticks with a flat profile so they don't roll away. They have both a braille and raised numerical system which you can use to identify each individual one. Each brush is tipped with a purple collar or ferrule which holds super soft synthetic fibres in place. The packaging also has a raised QR code on the back that links to an audio guide on the company's webpage which tells you the function of each brush and how to use them. I like the idea of having these brushes, which have braille on the handles to direct the order to use them in. I've never come across anything like that before. The brushes which I currently use are a set of five that are all different in size and density. I identify them by feeling them between my fingers or running them over the back of my hand. It's easy to tell them apart because they all feel different in size.
In my field of research in accessibility and makeup, we talk about products that reduce the cognitive load for users, effectively meaning the mental effort one has to put in when using a product. For instance, for blind and partially sighted makeup users, the more time needed to memorize and work out which product they want and how they will use it exactly, the higher the cognitive load. So, finding ways of giving people information through design features like tactile clues on the product packaging or via assistive technology like audio descriptions or QR codes can make a difference. Such information can reduce the need to memorize and practice and can be empowering. Producing accessible makeup is more about providing information and giving the right tools. Of course, the principle of reducing the cognitive load for users can be expanded to so much design in our world, not just beauty products. It should be applied in the development of all products, services, and software.
That type of informing and information sharing can also really come from interpersonal interaction too, I think. I lost my sight in 2018. It was a tremendously difficult time in my life because I'd had all of my emergency eye surgeries and I needed time to grieve, process, and heal. For about 6 months, I didn't use any makeup at all because I couldn't put anything on my eyes. I was in so much pain and I just felt very ugly. Then I started feeling like I wanted to wear makeup again, and this was another way of healing and coming to terms with things, perhaps wanting to reclaim parts of my life after the difficult things I'd been through. I was a student in Leeds at the time, away from home, and ended up going to the Charlotte Tilbury makeup counter at the local department store to ask for help. At first it felt quite uncomfortable to do. You kind of considered the assistants as, oh God, they're just trying to sell me something, and you want to get away from them to browse products in peace. Asking for help and being very open and honest with people that can see and saying, hi, can you help me with what I'm doing, because I've no idea, is, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position. The lady working the counter there really took the time to explain to me which products I should use to match my skin type and complexion, how to use them by myself, and how to tell them apart by touch. When I'm out with my makeup on, getting compliments for it, and just feeling like a young woman, I think there's something very beautiful in it, in this journey, because you're empowering yourself through vulnerability, exchange of knowledge, developing skills, and ultimately, finding your self-confidence again.
End of Stop 10. The next track is Stop 11. Curator Janice Lee introduces the beauty sensorium. Just follow the tactile line to the next grey floor square.